Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. That was John Premaster, Mystic Kiss. It's a little bit of music to ground us and settle us as we get ready for this evening's Psychics Gone Wild. My co-host, Andrew, is unavailable tonight. Had a family emergency that he needed to attend to, so that he may try to call in later, which point we'll pick up and have some chatter in the middle. Tonight's show is going to be 60 minutes long because it's impossible for me to do the 90 minutes of readings, pulling from the guides without a break. So we'll be fine at 60 minutes. My dear friend Jan is going to be your hostess in the chat room for those of you who log into chat. It's always nice to log into the chat if you can. It's usually two shows at one. Got usually the chat room takes on a life of its own. Sometimes it relates to the readings we're doing, and other times it's just totally different conversation. So you never know. That's why we call it Psychics Gone Wild, because it really is a free for all. It's supposed to be one of the most important things about all of this, that it is supposed to be light. If it is not funny, it is not of spirit. And while your problems may not be funny, and we certainly don't make light of your problems, spirit definitely has a sense of humor. And it's important that we infuse humor into a situation. Think of it this way. How often have you been in the middle of a great big situation, great big mess, lots of drama? There could be raised voices. There could be stuff flying. Who knows? And then when you recount the story, once you're not emotionally involved in the situation, when you're recounting the story at the dinner table or something, it becomes fun. It becomes funny. And really, we need to, there's a Bruce Springsteen line, someday we'll look back on this and it will all seem funny. It's really important to keep a light heart about this thing. I know that many of the things that people are walking through, be it health problems, relationship problems, or financial difficulties, are no laughing matter. But it's really important to keep a light heart about it, and a good way to keep a light heart is to keep your sense of humor. Just look at ourselves, we're really just goofy humans, we're really the spirit world is so much different than ours, because in spirit world they don't have an ego, so that means they don't have pride, and that's one of the things that usually keeps us from laughing about some of the silly things we do. Even think about it when we say, don't laugh at me, because your feelings get hurt, because your pride is getting hurt. You're sensing that the person does not care, or they think that you're stupid. And that's really not what's intended at all. It's really just important to keep a light heart. Now, humor, there's many different kinds of humor, and unfortunately, one of the types of humor that seems to be a perennial favorite is sarcasm. Now, if you look at the root of the word sarcasm, it truly means to rip the flesh off someone. Sarcasm really isn't funny. Sarcasm is just meanness, mean-spiritedness, darkness with a laugh at the end, which is different than irony. There's a difference between irony and sarcasm. So when you are infusing laughter and humor into your life, make sure that it is of a positive vibration. Avoid humor that is truly making fun of someone, judging, humor that involves, certainly it's an observation, but the judgment is where there's a sense of something's better, you're better than someone, or someone's worse. When we make fun of what people are wearing, or, you do know the difference. Irony is just pointing out the ridiculousness of a situation. Now, irony can really be used to diffuse a situation. And if you're getting all tensed up about a situation, whether you're in an argument with someone or whether there's a stressful situation at work, or even, a stressful, a loved one is sick or something like that, if you can just infuse some
irony and lightheartedness into the situation, it will raise the vibration. It will not solve things. It's not magic, but it presents an opportunity for healing, because healing comes when something changes, and laughter is a good way to get something to change. And the spirits they really do have a sense of humor. You look at some of the messages that they send us, or you look at some of the predicaments we get in. They're actually pretty funny, and they really do have a great sense of humor. It's important for us to take it as that, and it's important for us to see the humor in our earthly walk and see the humor in our interactions with other people. So that's really what I wanted to lead in with this evening, is to make sure that you laugh. Make sure that you laugh, and make sure that you see the humor. Make sure you see the humor instead of judging your mistakes. Just see the humor in it. How silly was that? How silly was that, that I thought that I would get what I wanted by being manipulative or being pouty face or something like that? It's not bad. It's not bad. It's silly. So the next time you feel the urge to judge something as bad or less than or wrong, try to view it as being silly. And I think that takes a lot of, it's a step in taking the judgment away from it, the stigma away from it, raises the vibration, and it also opens the door for us to either forgive ourselves or forgive the other person, because they were just being a silly human. I just know from my interaction with spirit, from those who have gone through their life review, it's not in terms of bad or good. Look at all the bad things that you did. Look at all the sins. It's really just, look at how silly that was. Just look at how silly that was. So next time you feel like you want to judge something as being bad, try to just find the humor in it and view it as being silly. And from there, you may be able to raise the vibration and affect change. Humor is power. Humor is power. I've had a really bad week, and the way I can tell I've had a really bad week is because my back hurts. Because instead of things rolling off my back, I'm absorbing them. And there's no place for them to go but into my muscles and into my bones. And I have the worst backache, and it's no one's fault of my own. But fortunately, earlier this evening, I went to a group. I study a book called A Course in Miracles, which is sort of a correction of the dogma of Christianity, supposedly channeled from Jesus through a psychiatrist in the 1960s. It really was a good amount of laughter, because you're just laughing at this, at the silliness of it all. Now, what kind of crazy psycho person would, instead of letting things roll off their back, would absorb these things to the point that they allowed themselves to be injured or to experience dis-ease? You know, that's insane. That's insane. So again, light heart, and try to just, that's just, it's not like, oh, Amy, you're such a loser. You're such a fraud, because you allowed these people to get under your skin. It's like, Amy, you're just a silly human. You're just a silly human. Why don't you try to bring heaven to earth by dumping the judgment? And best way to dump the judgment is not just to sugarcoat and go, oh, that's fine, but just see the silliness in it, the stupid human, the silly things that that those silly humans do because they think that they're so special. So anyway, enough of my rant. We do have a few callers in the queue. So we are going to start with area code right down the road from me. Area code 407, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you? Who am I speaking to?
I'm great.
Good. Who am I speaking to tonight?
Oh, my name is Pakira.
Hi, and did you have a question?
Yes, let me see. Well, I want to know. I would like to know. I've been looking for a job and going to interviews and they've been telling me I need to know how to drive, so I've been learning how to drive. And I want to know, once I finish knowing how to drive and get my own car, and will my life be better? Then I can find my job or what? When should a job come in?
Okay, let's see. Congratulations on having the courage to learn to drive. We're all, getting stuck in our own ways and fearful of new things. And I noticed from your area code, you live in Orlando, that has some of the worst traffic I've ever experienced in America. So, first of all, I just want to congratulate you for just being a very courageous soul. And let's see what the mermaids have to say about your situation. First of all, they are saying that let yourself receive, allow others to give you loving care, and receive without guilt or apology. Now, sometimes I'm not really getting anything from that. I'm probably going to go back to that once I get a little more doing the show myself. It's hard. I've got to shift over into spirit here. So forgive me since you're the first caller. But I just want to make sure that I give you an accurate reading from your guides and from spirit and not turn into Ann Landers here. So if you just give me a minute, I'm just going to get situated again. Okay, so as far as the second card, which is your immediate future, which is the next 3 months, it says that it's going to be important to stay optimistic. Your dreams are coming true, and don't quit right before the miracle occurs. That's definitely what I was getting from your guides just when in the first few moments of talking is that they are really trying to keep you optimistic. You know, things don't happen overnight. You're taking these epic steps to change your circumstances and have more independence and open more doors. But it's going to move slow. And they're saying that your dreams are coming true, and don't quit right before the miracle occurs. One of the main rules of the laws of attraction, really the laws of the universe, is that spirit will give us exactly what we ask for. And if we are, and what we ask for is not based on what we tell our friends or, you know, it's our thoughts. So if our thoughts are coming from, I'm not good enough and, I'm not going to, so really going back to the first card with the first set of mermaids, so let yourself receive it. Let yourself receive the compliments and the adoration that other people have for you. And spend some time, they're not just idle words, spend some time sitting with that. Sit with what I said to you, that it is very courageous of you to take the steps to learn to drive, and let
that when you think about yourself, instead of thinking about yourself as a person without a license and a person without a car, think of yourself as a courageous young lady who's taking this huge step and playing a very active role in writing the soundtrack to your life and writing your future. And it's really important that that when you think, oh, I still don't have a job and I have no money and I want that purse but I can't get it because I have no money, because I have no license, because I have no car, wipe all that out and replace it with, I am so courageous for learning to drive, because those thoughts are, they can't read our mind behind the mind, they read our thoughts. And if we focus our thoughts on lack, and if you focus your thoughts on all the jobs you have not gotten and all the buses you've had to take, instead of the fact that you were courageous and learning to drive and opening all these doors, that's when things are going to change. So really pay attention to your thoughts, not just what you say. It's not about just going around and saying happy thoughts to everybody. What are you thinking? What are you thinking on, you know, the moment that you are frustrated? And go back to, I don't know if you were listening to the prelude to the show, but laugh at, you know, if you're, if you start doing that, go, oh, that's just so silly that I would think that, because I'm a courageous warrior princess who's learning to drive in this city where, you know, people drive crazy. I'm a warrior princess. And and warrior princesses, because they, you know, they go into battle for what they want, they prevail. So it's really very important for you to be very careful of the thoughts and your self-talk, and make sure that you remind yourself on a daily basis that you are a warrior princess building a kingdom for yourself. Now, the third card really is reiterating this, and I'm pulling them up once at a time, and this is 3 to 6 months out. And it's reminding you that of your worthiness. You know, you are, because I think what this is saying here is that within 3 to 6 months, you are going to have some change, some big changes in your life. I believe it's going to be the license and the job. But you're going to be, the mermaids are telling me that you are going to experience some, because we are so much more comfortable with what's familiar than what's good. We would rather be comfortable in familiar territory than happy. They're saying that these things are going to come to be, but in order to sustain them and keep them and get bigger and better and brighter things and continue to write this future that you deserve, you are going to have to remind yourself that this isn't a dream, this isn't an accident, but this is what you are entitled to. Know that you deserve to receive these things good in all ways, because a lot of people, when good things start happening in their lives and they're used to disappointment, things like that, they will in subtle ways sabotage, or they will in subtle ways send out messages that they don't feel deserving of this. It's like women who lose weight and they're so uncomfortable being thin because they have the body that they longed for, and they're getting attention from men or women, if that's what they want attention from, that they just start putting their weight back on because they don't feel worthy. They don't feel worthy of it. And this worthiness is not because, this worthiness is just our birthright. It's the It, you are worthy of all of these good things. So what the mermaids are saying is that within 6 months, you all these things, you're going to be just living a totally different life, and you're going to have all these things that you worked so hard for, but you're going to have to keep the eye, you know, it's not a destination. It's an on, it's an ongoing thing. So we just going back to this, allow yourself to receive the message that you are perfect and loved and deserve these things that the universe is getting ready to bring to you, and that when they come, it's not an accident. It's because that is what you asked for. It is what you worked for. So it's a situation where, as above, with faith and destiny and your spirit guides and God, Jesus, and all those angels and heaven wants for you is in tune with both what you are doing and what you are thinking. So it's not an accident. It's not going, the only person who can take it away from you is you, and the way you take it will take it away from yourself, or the way you will sabotage it is by thinking, I do not deserve this. I deserve to be sitting on a bus, late for an interview, not being able to keep a job. So every day, remind yourself that you're a warrior princess, deserving, and the universe is just there waiting to shower you with abundance. So, yeah, it's still going to be about 3 or 4 months, is it? But it will be before, I would say it's going to be before the end. It's going to be before the end of the year. It's going to be before the end of the year. They are saying that there is going to be a little bit of a wait, but that wait is for an important purpose. It's not to punish you. It's not because you're bad. That wait, God uses everything for good. And the reason that there's this extended period is so that you learn to be in a mode where you're able to receive good things, and that you can stay optimistic even when life's little potholes and things come up. So it's not really a test. It's a lesson. It's one of life's lessons that you've come here to learn. And the other thing that I'll tell you about this time frame is that time in spirit world, time doesn't exist. Time exists here in this world that we operate in. And it's one dimension above us. It's in the fourth dimension. But we can speed up or slow down time by raising or lowering our vibration. When we raise our vibration, when we're and a great way to do that is to breathe in through your third eye, which is the center of your forehead, and out through your heart, and create a cycle, and that raises your vibration. When you get fear-based, when you're afraid there isn't going to be a job, you're not going to pass your driver's test, there isn't going to be enough money to get a car, all of those things, those are fear-based. Those lower your vibration, and they slow down time. So the more that you can stay truly optimistic, not sitting there, you know, telling a bunch of lot, you know, believe this in your thoughts, not to say happy thoughts and put a happy bumper sticker on your car and sound like you just poured sugar frosting on everything. As you learn to be optimistic, which means that you're accepting of, you're both accepting of what heaven wants to bestow upon you, and that you work, you forgive yourself, and you yourself feel worthy of these gifts, that'll speed up time, and you can have it happen in, you know, 2 months Earth, 2 months Earth time, or something like that. It really has to do. We control time. If you ever notice how time goes really slow when you know you're not you're waiting or something like that, but it goes, when you're having a great time, it just goes like in a flash, like it never even happened. That's an example of how we manipulate time. So it's definitely going to happen. It's definitely going to happen before the end of the year, but it can happen quicker just as you just continue to remind yourself that you are totally deserving of this. This isn't going to be an accident. It's the result of you just posturing yourself to receive. So that's what the mermaids say. And we'd love to hear back and hear how it's going. And I'd also urge you to call into our other shows, because all the readers are different. They all use different methods. They all pull from their spirit guides. And some of them, you know, Jethro, for example, he is very, very experienced and can pull the energy specifically, you know, from. So, you know, feel free to use us as a resource. We can't work magic. We can't twitch our nose and get these things to happen, but we can continue to remind you that you're a perfect child of God, deserving of these things that are in store for you. So with that, I'm going to move along to the next caller, but please feel free to call us back, and please let us know how you're doing. And again, congratulations so much for these courageous things that you're doing.
Thank you.
Okay. Whoops, and I sort of cut her off. But, yeah, if you ever saw the traffic in Orlando, you would be like, wow, what a courageous woman she is. Okay, so now I'm at 603. 603, are you still there?
Yes.
603? Hi, yes. How are you?
How are you?
Who am I speaking to?
This is Eurydice.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. How can I help you?
I'm just thinking maybe you could give me like a general card reading, if that's possible.
Yep. Mhm. Hold on, just one second here. I just want to clear out the energy of the last caller. If you just give me 1 second. It's difficult when you're on, when we do the radio show and we're going back and forth and doing the board. I just always want to make sure that I've cleared out the energy and the guides of the last caller. So let's see. And clear out the cards. We will give you a general reading here. Okay. Hold on just one more second here. Thank you. The cards are saying, the mermaids are saying that it really is time for you to engage in some play.
feels like that there's a lot of heavy energy surrounding you right now. There, you may have just maybe going through some healing about an emotional situation. And it seems to be tied to some male energy. I don't know if it's a relationship or it's a family situation, perhaps with, the relationship with your father. But regardless of that, we don't need to get into all the details of it. The mermaids are really saying that it is time for you to play. Play, like I was talking about earlier, with laughter. It creates joy, which creates miracles, which enables you to manifest your dream. Now, that seems like an oxymoron, because it seems like the way you manifest your dreams is to work hard. But that's sort of just something that one of the many wise tales that us silly humans have adopted. It was a time for play, a time for work. And the spirit's telling me that you've been working very hard, whether it's your job or whether you've been working on emotional issues that make your heart heavy. They really, really want you to play and create some joy. So sometimes that can be very difficult. We forget the things we even like to do. So you may have to just start making a list, like the things, you know, not necessarily a bucket list, but make a list of the things that make you happy. A lot of times we forget them. After my husband died, because so often women in relationships will just become very subservient or whatever. I don't know if subservient, because I think that's controlled by the men in their lives. I couldn't remember what I liked to eat or what I liked to watch on TV, because it had been so long since I was allowed to have any input in that. So you may want to just start with a list of what some of the things are that make you happy. Because so many of us, if we've been sick or we've been depressed or we've been busy or we've been caring for other people, we don't even remember what they are. But it'll be interesting to see how quickly, if you just walk around and pay attention, and you'll remember the things that truly bring you joy. These are the things that truly bring you joy, not the things that give you a moment's pleasure, like eating a piece of cake or, going shopping and find something, some bright, shiny thing. These are really the things that that bring you joy. Maybe it's being by the water. Maybe it's being creative, doing arts and crafts, drawing, whatever. But it really should be playful. It really should be playful. It should involve some movement, not just like sitting there watching TV, watching other people play. You, as adults, we forget how to play, and we don't experience joy. We just have these moments of, pleasure, and they're different than joy. And those moments of pleasure do not create miracles like joy do. Joy is energy, and energy cannot be transmuted. A joyful heart will give you the energy to manifest some of the dreams that you want. Then they're also saying that this joy, this playful, and again, this just sounds like such an oxymoron, but this playfulness, if you work towards having a joyful, playful heart, in a playful attitude about things and everything you do, whistle while you work, make sure you take time to play. The net result of that is going to be, your next card is Serena, the angel of abundance. You will receive the money that you need. And that is going to come from God. It's going to come, it seems like, wait, how can I get money? Because I'm out playing. That's like loafing. But your playful heart is going to create miracles And the net result is that you are going to be postured to receive, and you are going to, it's going to create a change. It's probably going to create a new job opportunity, a new job opportunity. And whether that's a new job in a different place or just create opportunity within your current job, that's really up to you because you have free will. I'm getting the sense from my guides that that your playfulness is going to just create energy, and the energy is going to create movement, and that there's going to be a job opportunity. It's going to involve a job shift. But then the last card is saying that it's urging you to, and it doesn't matter, you know, it's really urging you to observe the Sabbath. Now, I'm not saying the Sabbath like go to church and pray. It's just saying, and it can be any day of the week. Your Sunday can be any day of the week, depending on your personal schedule and plans. But that every week, you know, to really create this as a cycle in your life and to take a day, well, you know, I sound like I'm telling you to do two things. I really am. And be playful. You know, there's a time for playfulness. That playfulness is going to set the energy where your work is going to be more rewarding. But they're also urging you to rest on Sunday, observe the Sabbath, whichever day you want it to be. And because you're at the end of a cycle in your life, that does not mean that you're going to die. It just means that you're getting ready for some major changes, and I think it's going to come from this change of attitude should you choose to follow the advice of the mermaid, to rest and call upon your angels and your guides to, and you know, spend some time in once a week, spend some time just sort of charting your course, because you're going to be presented with some choices in the very near future, and you're going to want to make them from an informed position, and you're going to want to select the one that is going to bring you happiness and joy. Your guides and your angels can help you, and they're sending signs, but if you're busy, and we can be busy doing so many things, we can be busy doing nothing. That's the scary part, is when we get busy doing nothing, just sort of flatline, lay in the bed, not suiting up and showing up, we miss the signs. So at least one day a week, make sure that you spend some time in meditation, perhaps spend some time journaling, and spend some time charting the course of the next cycle of your life, because it is coming up. It's coming up very soon. If Kelly was here, she's does great with the birth card readings, and she can tell you exactly what cycle you're in based on, you know, how old you are and how they repeat. And it's really fascinating. So if you ever see her having a show on Psychics Gone Wild, and maybe Jan can help me tell me when she's going to be on next, may want to get a birth card reading, because I can tell that there are some big changes, and the changes are going to happen whether you do this or you don't, but you will be able to chart the course of these changes. Again, if you spend some time playing, and if you spend some time in some quiet time charting your course, listening to your intuition, listening to the voices from heaven that want
nothing but the best for you. Now, did you have a specific question based on any of that?
Well, I mean, that was really helpful. I was listening to your, you know, your talk about bliss and joy and how, you know, you basically attract, you know, all the positive energies in the universe by being in a same state that spirit's in. And, you know, and, interesting. I've been very exhausted.
It's so true.
Overworking.
So true, but it's
well,
also
I think it's a universal
any
message
given
for all of us.
Second we can stop on any given second. It's our natural, because of this, I call Earth like an experiment now, that we were just sent down here to see if we could improve on, you know, if they gave these spirits free will to do whatever they want, would they supercharge what heaven was doing, or would they run in the opposite direction? And we've done both. On any given day, you can, you know, we can align with heaven, and we can align with spirit, or we can just go off on freaking tangent, like we are so powerful, and at the end of the day, we have nothing, we're exhausted, and like me, today I felt like nobody loved me, everyone used me, I had a backache. For what? Just because I thought I was so special. So we can just change our mind, you know, five or six times a day. And that's really, I think, what that last card was, you know, the quiet time card. It's really like spend some time watching your life. Watch, you know, when it works, you know, when everything's clicking and it all seems like a magical fairy tale where you're at the good part of the fairy tale. And when it's like the dark part of the fairy tale, when the monkeys are flying and the apples are poison and, the you know, there's like mean ladies trying to do stuff to us, you know, do stuff to us. And just if you just chart it, then we'll remember. But we have such short memories, and we've forgotten what it was like when we were in heaven and how beautiful and fabulous it was. So they really just want you to experiment because you know all this. And if you just, they really just want you to experiment.
Yeah, I've been burning the candle at both ends. Just like the card said, I've been exhausting myself and surrounded by very, very, very heavy energy. And my concerns are a relationship with a male that in many ways is like a father. But I, you know, and I haven't been taking any time at all to play whatsoever. And I've been falling into absolute just exhaustion and confusion.
Men are exhausting. Men are absolutely exhausting. I'm not saying that, you know, to go to the other side or not. They also bring great pleasure. You know, they also bring, like everything in life, they can also bring great pleasure. But if we don't use our, and it really comes down to men hunt and gather and women nest. So we're always trying to create these nests, and then we get this overbearing male energy, and they're exhausting, and they keep us from our dreams. They keep us from our TV shows that we like. They keep us from what we like to eat. They keep us from everything. But we've got the power. We just have to remember to, and we never do, you know, but, and then when we're exhausted, we lash out, like, oh, you know, we're taking advantage, and, you know, and it's like, no, don't wait till you're exhausted. Wait till, you know, when the time that you're on your high, where heaven and nature are, you know, where it is as above, down below, you know, to assert yourself instead of, you know, waiting until, because the male energy, because it's a different type of energy than the female energy, it will do that. They will do that. Not saying that, and that's where that take time to play and have that joyful play, not the, and so often we will, you know, we will substitute joy. We will take
attention instead and feeling needed, because instead, like, but that's not going to sustain us. So at some point in time, have to go back and play. So they're really saying that you are going to, if you find your joy, all the other stuff is going to come right along with it. And nothing else will have to change. You just have to find your joy. You're not going to have to make any major decisions. With that, because we're kind of running out of time, I'm going to try to go to the next caller, but please call back again soon. And thanks for sharing with us tonight.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, let's see. 215. Okay, 215. Are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you doing?
Great, great. How are you tonight?
Pretty good. I just wanted a general reading.
Okay, perfect. Let's see. Let me just clear out the energy. And who am I speaking to?
My name is Susan.
Okay, Susan. Let me just clear out the energy and see what the mermaids have for you. Okay. The first mermaid is actually an angel, not a mermaid, Ariel, and she is saying that new psychic and spiritual experiences are changing the way you view the world and yourself, and allow your spiritual gifts to open through study, prayer, and meditation. It's just a beautiful card of white light. So they are just urging you to continue on your path, and again, through study, prayer, and meditation, and whatever resonates to you, because that is definitely where you're going to find your life's purpose. You are going to be able to help people, and by helping people, you are also going to be both a teacher and a student, and it is going to bring you great joy, and it's going to fill some gaps where you just don't feel that you're all that you can be and all that you were meant to be. And the second card is really taking that one step further. They're suggesting that maybe this is going to be, a vocation for you, and urging school, study, and education to build upon that. And that you pay very close attention, because the angels are going to guide you and help you with this process. They're going to bring teachers and opportunities into your life that will take you, so it might not necessarily be a situation that's going to end up costing a lot of money or taking a lot of time or even feel like school. But definitely they want you to continue to work on your intuitive gifts with the idea of this becoming your your life's purpose, and perhaps a source of income. There's no need to rush into this. There's no everything, the fact that you're living and walking this life right now, the spiritual life, and using your intuitive gifts are going to continue to serve you well. And again, it's not like just rush into something, like it's just like, oh, this is it, I'm going to go do the angel card, or this or that, or, don't get frazzled about it, because your angels are going to present these opportunities, and you'll know which ones are the right ones, and use your discernment. Bide your time. They're saying to bide your time for better results. So, if there's some kind of time constraints or financial issues that are going to prevent you from being at a certain, class that you want to take, or conference or whatever, know that that's your angel saying, no, that's not where you want to go. Don't be like, don't have regret and remorse and jealousy or any of those kind of emotions. Those are all just part of your angels trying to guide you. And it's really important, because there are an awful lot of people, more and more people become interested in spirituality and metaphysics and things like that, there's an awful lot of people who, you know, there's just, you know, and your angels want to make sure that you study and learn from people who are the same caliber of you. So, and this is really weird because the last card is saying that, you know, the end of this whole thing, that your life's purpose truly is to be some sort, you know, to be some sort of counselor, and that it's because you're kind and wise and a great empath, and it's going to be a way. A lot of times empaths, when they don't use their gifts properly, they can just end up getting pulled into all sorts of people's dramas, and they think that all sorts of people, I still have a problem with this, where sometimes other people's problems, somehow or other, in the blink of an eye, because I haven't protected myself and I haven't paid attention, I have made someone else's problem my own problem, and I experience all of the emotion and all of the fear and all of the and everything that goes along with it, just because I didn't block myself. And it's really one of the most important things that empaths can do, is to learn to use their compassion and their understanding and their special gift in a controlled environment. And they're really urging you. It's so weird that these cards, all of them have to do with schooling. You know, they all just build right up. Usually they're, you know, whatever. Usually they don't go in such a straight line. But in this case, they have clearly just gone in this very straight line that they want you to be a counselor. And, what I'm getting from Spirit is that how it's really going to... The real gift of it is that you are going to, because of your professional training in this area, you are going to be able to use your gifts for the highest good, and they won't, I don't want to say hurt you, but they won't cause you unnecessary stress, unnecessary drama, you know, unnecessary money from, you know, helping other people financially. This is going to give you a safe and profitable, and, you know, it's just going to be a fabulous way to use your gifts, not just for the good of others, but it'll also be for the good of yourself. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that this is going to have to be a full-time job. There's a lot of opportunity to do this, and there'd be a fair exchange as a hobby, but you know what I mean. It doesn't have to be dramatic, and that's really what the angels want you to do. They want you to explore this, and they want you to move slowly towards this goal. Picking people. Their biggest concern is that you pick teachers that are of your caliber, that are as ethical and are as compassionate and are at the same standards of you. So pay close attention to the opportunities, because you're going to get clear signs. It's going to be very clear. You're going to send clear signs. And if it's not the right person, the universe is going to put clear roadblocks. So don't try to overcome the roadblocks. And with that said, I have less than 30 seconds left. Thank you, Jan, so much for manning the chat room for us. And for the callers who did not get a reading, I'm so sorry. We just had to limit it to 60 minutes tonight because it was only the one reader, but we are on every night. So make sure you subscribe to the Psychics Gone Wild channel, and you will get an email as to when one of our
Readers is going to be on and our Facebook page, and we look forward to seeing everybody again real soon. So again, remember, laughter will raise your vibration.
Thank you.